Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters from all around the world, I hope you're all doing well. Here you're listening my voice from IRIB English Radio. We're at Youth Station and I'm Vita, your series. And here with me, I have my dear friend, Sister Asma.
Yes, I'm here as well. Thank you for
Hello,
having me.
Hello, my dear sister. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. It's pretty much cool.
You know, today we're gonna talk about a beautiful topic. Our topic of today is the aggression, the aggressive behavior of the young generation because of the social media, video games.
We have a dangerous
games.
Topic today.
Yes. And video games and other materials that we are facing in modern life.
Well, we all believe that something has changed after the advent of internet and media and the different applications that are in there for the younger generation to make use of. But, you know, because sometimes the sort of music, the sort of things these people pick are so much effective, and they would have such a bad effect on their brain.
I know.
And the way they think.
You know what? I, as you know, there are many social media. There are different things in nowadays life, like video games, like music, like TV, everything. I want to ask you that. Which one is the most efficient one in this area? What do you think about it? Which one?
Well, I would say every single one of them, because, you know, you cannot divide society into different degrees and classifications. So I would say all of them, because the majority of the young generation would go for video games, and at the same time, they are too much diving into this media thing.
I know that.
Whether it be Instagram or TikTok or anything like that. So I would say all of them.
But I want to look at this topic from kind of a more professional viewpoint. And I want to tell you that, unfortunately, video games are something really different from other things in social media. Why it is like that? Because, as you know, there is a kind of really active nature in learning behavior in video games. When you play video games, it's like you are the one who is living in this world. And you are behaving in a world, no matter it is virtual or something, you are the one. And this kind of personification of these video games will unfortunately lead you to behave in the real world in a different way too.
Yeah, yeah. You feel like you're one of those people who are acting in those video games, and then you are too much of feeling the role in a way that you would forget your life.
Exactly. And this is the problem, unfortunately, because there are many studies in this area. One of these studies was, you know, on 177 students, high school students, that had, you know, just aggressive behavior in real life, in school, and everywhere. And all of them, every single 277 of these students were playing aggressive video games.
Oh my God, that's a great number.
That, you know, that's just somehow sad, even.
Yeah, it is.
To hear something like that. And, you know, there were like some addicted person to these video games. And this addiction also is a big
Just
problem,
imagine
you know?
The rest of their life.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, the reason of these behavior is that they are like, okay, in this world, in this video game, in this situation, I can solve all of my problems with this aggressive behavior, with crime, with violence, with everything. This is the answer. So I can go in real world and do the same thing and have the same results.
Yeah, as we see, it happens in many countries that all of a sudden someone comes out of the street and then kills plenty much of people.
Exactly. And what is the reason exactly? This is the reason. This is the reason behind it. And what can we do to solve this problem? What do you think? As you know, the young generation is somehow rebellious, and you cannot just tell them to do this and to do that and expect them to do the exact thing that you're telling them.
Yeah.
But I want you to tell me that. How can we limit this situation, these games, this media?
You know what, Bita? I do believe that the usage of cell phones or computers for children must be restricted by their parent. And they must be in a sort of authoritative condition that they would have much of authority to tell their children not to use this until you have done blah, blah, blah. Not to play with those games until I pick the video game that is more suitable for you.
I do agree with that one, but unfortunately, the age of playing video games nowadays is somehow really higher than what you think. I know many people in age of 30, 35 even, that are playing video games in all their life, every day, every time, 24 of the days.
Yeah, so I guess if they have a work and if they are engaged with a job, I don't think they would be going for those things too much.
Yeah, but you're telling me that, you know, because they have money, because they have facilities in their lives, more than what they have to have, it is like they are free and they're going to go play video games and something.
See, an idle brain is the devil's workshop. This is a truth, and we cannot ignore it. Whenever you are so much free and you have that much of free time in order to go for video games in a world which is full of devastations and problems, then it means you do not have much of problems to deal with. And of course, I also have to mention this very fact that sometimes some people, after a depression or after a phase of sad situations in their life, they would find refuge in those video games or media or whatever just to forget whatever they're living in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
There are different reasons for using those videos or whatever. Sometimes out of idleness, sometimes out of depression, sometimes out of just free time.
I do agree with that. So, dear listeners, we're talking about the effect of video games and social media on your behavior and the young generation behavior in this world. As my dear sister Asma is telling us, it's like there are many reasons to be addicted to these kind of things. But if you do agree with me, we're going to have a break right now. And
of
then
course.
We're going to come back and talk about our topic. Welcome back, dear listeners. We are here talking about the beautiful,
the aggressive generation
of our generation, which is considered somehow aggressive in many ways and in social life. And we're, you know, searching and seeking for the reason of this aggressiveness.
Well, we talked about the thing that the younger generation is going for too much of video games. And we should not forget that it's not just the video games. There are too much of songs and musics that they would listen to, and they convey sort of aggression into their brain, and they would have such bad effect into their perspective of life.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The problem with these things actually is not that, okay, I'm just losing the time, which is all my investment of life. It is not that. It's true that you just blink and then 1 hour has gone. So I'm not talking about the fact that you are destroying your life doing nothing and you are just sitting idle. Just as that. I'm not talking about this part because that would take another session to discuss about. I'm just saying that the thing that we are feeding our brain with are going to have a very much sad effect on our mental health.
I know that there are many negative aspects about these things, but I want you somehow to talk about the positive things. Even there are some people who are so aggressive and they're cured by these video games. And I saw it. I saw it with my own two eyes.
I have never seen such a thing.
I saw it. And if you don't trust me, I don't know what should I do. But
justify me.
Okay, you know, I had a friend who was like, okay, I'm so depressed. I have nothing to do. I don't have any goal or something. There was a game that was like, you could just choose your job in that game, okay? And this friend was like, okay, I don't have any goal. I just want to die. But after playing that game and experiencing many things, even in a virtual world, it mm-hmm. was like, okay, so maybe there are good experiences in these video games. Mm-hmm. Okay, and even sometimes you can cure this aggression. Maybe this aggressiveness is caused by the parents, is caused by the atmosphere that you are living in. As you know, there are families that have many problems, like, you know, I don't know, like divorced families or something have many aggressiveness in them.
When the families are shattered, too much of problems would happen.
Exactly.
And the mind is something that would be under the effect of all the conditions around mm-hmm. you. And all the surrounding situations would have a sort of effect on your brain and how it works. So I would actually believe that a family has a great, great role in that as well.
Mm-hmm. And because of that, I think just a restriction by the family is not a solution.
I don't say restriction. You know what I mean? As a mother, just consider yourself. You have a child and you're so much caring about the future of your child. So it is not very much easy for you to give your cell phone to your child and then expect them to be all engineers and the good people who are going to be useful for their society.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just forget about job. Good human being. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is not going to define their life. I'm just saying that as a parent, we have this right to keep our children away from the things that would harm them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that. You use your authority in order to tell your children that this thing is not going to be good for you. Just like when they're touching the fire, you know, you would never let your daughter or son to touch the fire.
Exactly.
Because you know that would burn them. And maybe in some cases, the scars will never fade away.
I do agree with you. You know, you're telling me something that it is that much right that I cannot tell you something. I think as a parent or, I don't know, even as a mother, as a future mother, we have to understand that they can understand too. I mean, we have to elaborate the results,
course.
The consequences
through
for them.
Language.
Yeah. And this is, I think the way you elaborate it is more important than what you're going to say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you understand that they understand, it will make them feel secure about anything, about your advices and
that's
something.
That's the point. Make them feel secure and friendly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you talk to your friend, for example, they have a problem and then you come to them and then you tell them in an authoritative way. You tell your friend, okay, you should just stop doing this
and
or that.
Actually,
and then they would listen to you.
There is another thing. When you are friendly and when you are talking friendly to your child and tell them, okay, this is bad for you and you are acting somehow like aggressive or something,
mm-hmm.
they will understand it. Okay, always there is no need to be aggressive to solve problems.
Yeah.
You can be friendly and solve problems.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
There's another point also which is worth mentioning. You know,
mm-hmm.
It does not happen all of a sudden. The children and the young generation would look back into their older generation. They would learn from them their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
If my mother or if my father are just surfing the net all the time, they're doing useless things, and I'm just sitting in front of TV doing nothing, then I would turn into someone like them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess your lifestyle sort of comes from the way your parent lived.
Exactly.
If in a family, reading books is something viral, then the children cannot go the other way. You know what
yes.
I mean? It would become something like your way of living. You cannot live without it. If in a family they devote a time for conversation and they have this friendly discussion all together, then the children would not go and find refuge in the other
mm-hmm.
places. Like listening to those musics that would crush into their brain and then just to, you know, they have some very much a harsh effect on their brain.
I know that. You know, I've experienced it. As you know, we are talking about the aggressiveness in youth generation that is caused by the modern life, like social media, video games, and etc. And at last, we just understood that the effect of family and children is more important than anything in their lives.
And it's not just family, you know. Educational system is important. Society is important.
Even educational system, even your financial way of living or something, mm-hmm. is related to family. And family is a root.
Of course, there is no doubt. Family is the root.
You know what? So if you try to talk friendly to your children or, I don't know, just understand them or understand the point that they can understand too, that will help you to lower the aggressiveness of their age. So we're running out of time. I have to tell farewell to you and leave you in the warm embrace of God. Thank you for being with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.